The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You got Joey D, you got Mikey V. Fellas, how are you? How you doing? Talk to me.
Man, oh man, top of the morning to you on this post-St. Patty's Day podcast.
Post-St. Patty's Day? Oh, by the time it releases. Yeah, I got to get that.
That's all right.
I mean, how many times is that
going
to happen?
It's early. It's early. So, you haven't had that coffee yet. That coffee hasn't hit yet.
Peter, how are you?
I am in pain, bro. I'm in a lot of pain.
He's got some back.
I've been waking up with searing pain in my back. And yesterday I went to bed. I thought I had a good sleep. I woke up my whole shoulder. I can't move, man.
Side sleeper?
Yeah, I am. And you know what, Michael, as I'm getting older, my body's just breaking down on me, bro. I don't know what it used to be like where you could just wake up spry as like a, you know, like a chicken and just go on your day and just feel good. Like I wake up with cracks and creaks and oh my God, man. It's like, I almost feel like I got to go for a massage like every couple of weeks just to keep my back in check. And I don't.
I feel like the massage, when it comes to that point, the massage never seems to get it done. Like maybe it helped.
This is going to be a daily maintenance thing for you, dude. Yeah. I'm telling you, as a side sleeper, you got to sleep. I'm a side sleeper.
Yeah,
I sleep now with a full length, like heavy memory foam pillow, like because you're supposed to have something in between your knees because it'll straighten your spine out. And then I have a side sleeper head pillow that's like carved out like a moon.
Oh man, that's
in the middle.
That's next level.
I sleep with that every night. Yeah, but I have to. And then 20 minutes of stretching every single morning when I wake up.
I
despise it, but
Nicole tells me I got to do that. But you know what doesn't help is the dog will come on the bed and sometimes he'll come in certain areas. And so I feel like a contortionist.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like maneuver myself in a way. Nicole's like, just pick him up and move him.
No, but you feel bad doing it. It's the same thing when the kids come in the bed.
So comfortable, like I can't do it, man.
If G-Baby or Dom ever used to come in the bed when they were real little, I would literally be curled up in a ball in the most uncomfortable position. I wouldn't want to move him because you don't want to wake them up. Because you wake them up, it's game over. So
yeah, then like, he's coming around. He wants to eat. And
No. You got to just
tell you, I don't wish back pain upon anybody. There's a story about the big ticket. He was wearing a wool onesie. That was the most ridiculous thing of all.
A wool onesie.
He used to wear. He chilled on football Sunday in the most obscene outfits you've ever seen in your life. But a wool onesie.
Stop saying wool. It's freaking me out the way you
Bob
say wool.
Bob says wool. What is a wool?
You have troubles with dark L's, Bob? They call them dark L's when you pronounce certain L's like.
No,
like
I just haven't used wool often.
Right. That
anyway, shows. He fell on the wooden stairs and just shattered his back.
Yeah. His back's been a mess.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse, bro.
And I'm
There's
thinking, like, what a way to go down. So I used to think the story was funny. But then, you know, once you get back pain, you realize you don't wish back pain upon anybody.
No, I mean, look, you could get laid up. And when you're laid up, like, you can't. I mean, look, that time I was in the hospital, like, I couldn't fucking move, bro. I legitimately thought, like, I was like, everything was flashing before my eyes. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to go back to work. I was like, I'm not going to be able to work out anymore. I go, I'm not going to be able to lift my kids up anymore. It was fucking, bro, I was scared to death, bro. I could not move. I was completely
immobile. I remember seeing this story, just opening up the iPhone that one day, and I look at Mikey V's story, and he's in a, like, he's in a stretcher on a gurney.
Yeah.
Going to an ambulance.
My wife, Holly, because I didn't want to call an ambulance, and she was finally like, Mike, I'm calling 911. And they came into my house and put me on a fucking stretcher. And, like, it's funny now, like, going back, like, I could laugh at it.
I was getting, like, content inside the fucking ambulance.
Well, I mean, Bob was proud of that. Bob was real proud.
I was.
Bob was proud of that. You know, it lives where it lives. That's it. But I'll say this. I have never, being on this regimen, it's not fun doing the morning routine. It sucks. It takes, like, an extra half hour out of my day every day. But, like, I have not, knock on wood, since that, and that's over, like, a year and a half ago now, knock on wood, I haven't had issues, but I mean, it's a full commitment. When you're old and you have back issues, it's a full daily commitment. It's not like I'm going to go to the massage. Like, that's going to alleviate something, but that ain't going to do you long term.
You made a good decision not eating that Whopper yesterday. That Whopper
yesterday.
Oh, really? I
have had stomach issues. My stomach has just been hurting. It's just been pain since that Whopper. It's just so good. I just, like, when I'm all in, I'm all in.
I was concerned when I looked at the how long it was taking them to make it. They were not properly staffed in there, so they might have been cutting some corners because they were backlogged like crazy.
We did Whoppers on the way in to Jacksonville.
They were great.
They were
great.
They were really good.
Whopper's an underrated sandwich.
Something about that lettuce, too. The lettuce works really well.
Lettuce. Yeah. You like the shreddy.
Really nice.
Yeah. The shreddy sometimes is a nice, nice change up to the full leaf. Because sometimes with the full leaf, you really don't know what you're going to get. You get the shit end of the leaf where it's the white. You know, instead of the green, you know what I mean? Shreddy, you're just, it's there. It's good.
Well, some places like McDonald's, they'll do both. They'll do, like, some sandwiches with full lettuce.
Is that right?
And then, like, the McChicken will have shredded lettuce. You know what I'm saying? So, like.
Yeah, but Burger King isn't the shredded lettuce, though. It's like the.
It is.
Yeah.
It is the shreddy, isn't it?
It's the shredded romaine. Not like the fully shredded lettuce, though, in a way. It's a little thicker of a romaine, though, no?
It's like, it looks like. What's the best way to describe it? It's like pencil shavings of lettuce. That's what it reminds me of. It's like pencil shaving size lettuce shreds. You know what I mean?
Michael, how long did you work for the King?
Oh, I worked for the King.
I forgot about that.
That's why he knows, Bob. He knows.
I was legal age to work. I think I was either 14 or 15 was the legal age where you could start working and, like, getting, like, hit with Social Security taxes and shit. I think I was either 14 or 15. I was there for, I would say I was at the King for about a year.
Oh, wow. You said you were slinging up some top-notch, like, secret burgers.
I was making, like, chicken tender, like, sandwiches that had never been invented yet. But you came home, man, and you stunk. You stunk.
Like a fryer.
And
by the way, the rubber on the bottom of your shoes from the hot oil that would drop on the floor, felt the rubber soles of your shoes. It was tough times, man. It was tough times.
When I was working for Cockney Kings and
Godfather.
The Godfather. I would come back and you're near a fryer all day and you reek like fried foods.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Really nice, Michael. Really, really nice. Penix to Metcalf last week. I mean, I know. You took it like a champ, Mikey, and it ended up. It was great for the show. It really was, and you took it like an absolute champ because I really did not know how you were going to react.
I thought honestly, it was a great prank. I did, and honestly, like the fact that it was a prank. I mean, you know, I feel as though my credibility isn't completely shot yet. It's close.
Well, the crazy thing is, he went right back.
Yeah.
To giving reports.
By the way, not for nothing. Little something there. Little something with Penix to Metcalf. I had that the Giants were bringing Flacco in for the workout if they didn't sign Russ. And then the next 2 days later, the report came out from like Rossini and all these people that Flacco had visited with the Giants. That was a legitimate Penix to Metcalf scoop. It was.
That's when for the Bear Down camp.
That is. That's a check mark.
Who was the source on that? Jerry Don?
I can't. No, but I told Jerry Don. I had told Jerry Don about that because Jerry Don is like hanging.
He's hanging back.
On a cliff edge about the quarterback situation in Pittsburgh, and everyone's waiting
Aaron
on Rodgers. But I've been told Rodgers.
Here we go.
This is what I've been told. I've been told absolutely not the New York Giants. That's number one, and then probably not Pittsburgh. The guy who I talked to said he really doesn't believe he's going to end up in Pittsburgh.
Where the hell is he going to go?
Well, the thing now that's picking up steam is the Vikings. That's what picking up Steve.
Oh, no,
now.
Don't.
I don't want this guy back in the NFC North, and I love the guy. I don't want him back in the NFC North.
He's broken, though, Michael. He's broken.
Yeah, but that team is good, Joe. That team
would
that surrounds
I
him
love,
damn good.
Would I absolutely love to see Rodgers end up going to Pittsburgh. It would be.
Why is that, though? Just for Penix to Metcalf?
Oh, 100%.
For the dog. You really just want to kick a guy when he's down. You know,
he's
a sick, sick fuck, man. He thrives on, he's an agent of chaos.
You know what,
he wants complete chaos. That's what he wants.
Rooted for your friends.
Joe.
Yeah, what happened to it, Joe?
Ages ago, people used to celebrate and root for their friends, you know?
Yeah.
You know what, Dave? I think you want to see Rodgers in the Steelers uniform, too.
Well, I don't want to see him go to Minnesota. I don't want to see him go to Minnesota because the problem is that I've already seen one Green Bay legendary quarterback go to the Vikings and tank his. Yeah, and I was
and
furious.
By the way, Jets to the Vikings. Same exact thing.
What the
thing.
Fuck, man?
That's
what
insane.
The fuck?
I mean, that would be crazy. That would be crazy.
When Brett Favre went to the Jets, it's the only time I have ever bought a non-Green Bay Packers-related jersey. I went to a game, by the way, the Meadowlands, that stadium, MetLife Stadium, stinks.
The Meadowlands. That's unbelievable.
I went out there, went to a game, supported them, bought a jersey. And then this bastard goes to the Minnesota Vikings. You don't do that, Michael. It would be like, imagine if you had a Bears all-time quarterback go and play for the Packers.
Yeah.
You just don't do that,
man. Where did McMahon end up with?
He didn't play with the Packers.
Or Minnesota.
It's a bad place to be when you're celebrating a guy. And now to watch Aaron Rodgers, who's like one of my all-time favorite players of all time, to go potentially to the Minnesota Vikings is going to be really tough. It'll be really tough.
Did you see Schefter was actually pretty hard on Rodgers, pretty much saying that.
He took a shot at him.
And you know what? I'm sure there is some truth to it in the sense of just like, come on. Like, I could see Rodgers completely, friend of the program, but completely dragging it out. Like,
yeah, but Schefter's not in a position to be taking shots at anyone. Like, I mean, this is a Hall of Fame, a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like,
were so snide, too. He was like, yeah, you know, maybe he's in the darkness retreat doing ayahuasca. I don't know what he's like. Like, in a guy like Schefter's, like, that's something that I would say because I'm not in a position like Adam Schefter where he's like working for ESPN. Like, I just feel like it was a little unprofessional, to be honest.
Joseph, you know what? I'll tell you what, if Schefter keeps taking shots, maybe there needs to be a new sheriff in town. Maybe we need the Penix Metcalf rise to the top. And
tell you what,
you know,
tell you what, I wouldn't put any pressure on these athletes. I would just say, tell me when you're ready to tell me. That's all. I don't need it. Just tell me. And I'm not even getting paid for it. Just tell me, you know, why give it to these,
you'd get these paid
vultures? No, I'm saying.
That's right now you're not, but you know what, Michael? Keep hot on that cast iron.
When can we when can we expect Penix to Metcalf shirts, Michael?
Oh, I don't know yet, Bob. I don't know yet. I couldn't say. We have a lot going on.
Ticket got me for my birthday, which was so, so nice. I was really appreciative that Mariano Rivera Derek Jeter picture.
Very cool.
You got to see the fucking size of this thing, though.
Is it massive?
It is absolutely gigantic.
Like, give me like a scale with the judge poster behind you.
Bigger? Yeah. No. Oh, by a
bigger than that?
No, by a.
That must have cost a lot for shipping.
It's crazy.
On that must have cost a lot of money in and of itself.
I know, and it's a great gift. Like, I love it. Absolutely going to use it. I can't put it in here because it's too big.
Joe goes gigantic. right to the freight cost. The shipping.
I think about it now constantly. The shipping costs have gone through the roof. Pop's doing well if he could ship something that size, man.
Pop's doing A-okay, man. Pop's doing A-okay.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one. Download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Moving right along here, fellas. Early buy or sell. We're going to go early into the buy or sell segment. Go ahead, Joseph.
Well, I wanted to ask, before we did that, I wanted to ask Mikey if he saw the putt that was seen around the world from Perez.
I saw it live.
Sorry, you posted it.
In the cave. I posted it right as soon as I saw it. I was like, holy shit.
I think it was one of the most incredible moments I've ever witnessed on a golf course. Place erupted.
You know what the sick part is like, and I'm sure people at home like are going to know what I'm talking about. You ever watch sports, like, in general, and you – before the moment happens, you actually think that it's going to happen. As soon as he let that putt go, I was like, I bet you, just given the circumstances of how fucking insane this whole thing has been since it took off.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I bet you I feel like this putt's going to fucking go in. Drained, I just sat there and I was like, this is unbelievable. I really felt like that putt was going to go in, man.
Oh my God.
Just the circumstance around it, the fact that I had just turned it on downstairs, it was a very, very odd moment.
Go ahead, Bob.
Do you know how hard of a putt that is to make?
It looked like he didn't even hit the ball.
Bro,
he just tapped it.
It was breaking downhill. Yeah. Yeah. We had dinner with Big
Good read,
Dave.
Bob. Good read.
I appreciate that.
They were calling him Bobby Reeds.
I appreciate that.
I said, Perez, what did you show? He's like, absolutely nothing. But we were having dinner with Big Wave Dave, who's a caddy for Taylor Moore, friend of the program, Breezy Caddy as well. And I said to him, I was like, just out of curiosity, like, what would you say the percentage of putts, like, if you had to give a percentage of putts made from that, like, he said probably maybe inside 1% that putt drops, which means if he's hitting 100 putts, he might hit one of them.
That's insane, man.
And the side by side with Tiger Woods, one of the most iconic putts of all time, the better than most.
I mean, it was, the whole thing going on with that space and like the whole blowback this week with like, and then Big Cat was ragging on Rory for how Rory took the phone away from a fan. And
that was
Rory
bad.
Doubled that down on the YouTube wild. Stuff. Like, I don't know, man. Like, where else could you imagine a circumstance like this? It's kind of the only sport that allows like a regular dude to just blend over into it so seamlessly, as long as you've been playing it for as long as, you know, you guys and Perez have been playing. But yeah, I thought it was incredible. The Euro step after the whole thing was just, it was, you couldn't have scripted it any better.
They did bang him though, because the original putt was called better than like the commentator.
Fatter than most. Yeah.
Just so people know, by the way, the PGA Tour put out a tweet that said fatter than most, which, by the way, I mean, one could say it's fun. It is funny, but at the same time,
I was not happy about it.
For the PGA Tour to put that, we were just shocked. Like, we were shocked.
Perez saw it on his phone. He's like, tight.
I mean, the guy is listed on the leaderboard scorecard on your TV as F. Perez. You know what I mean? It's not correct. Like it's N. Stuby. It's F. Perez. It is so what it is.
He's so good about it, though.
He has to be. It's his entire brand. He has to be.
It doesn't bother him. To be honest, he even said to me later, he kind of wishes they had it up late. Like, he did not give a shit at all.
I honestly would have wanted it up, to be totally honest, because that's a fucking, I mean, put that on a t-shirt. You're going to sell a fucking trillion of them.
There are going to be t-shirts coming.
I saw the one better than most. It wasn't fatter.
Well, they're calling
if it was fatter, it would have been.
They're calling the 17th hole at Sawgrass now Perez Island.
Oh, you know, there was a couple moments throughout the round where we were just hoping, like, there were some shots that he had that were so good, and you want to hit these really good shots because the place just erupts. It's unlike anything else. Like, awesome. He would hit a good shot. And he got a couple bad, he got a couple good breaks, he got a couple bad breaks, and you're just hoping for that big moment, because the crowd, the way they react to everything, it's the craziest thing. It really
is. He's on a little run. I mean, he holed out that eagle, didn't he, the week before? Or was that a birdie that he holed out from didn't he hole out like a couple weeks ago in some tournament or something? He holed out from like 100 or 120 feet away, didn't he? Or something like that? 100 yards away?
Joe hold out, but not him.
Yeah.
I hold out in the Dominican. But, Mikey, I will say this, is that there have been a lot of crazy things that have happened since this run-up. And I put on my story, like, I was thinking about it the night of after, like, it happened. And just, like, seeing all the viral posts and everything. It is really crazy to me, like, watching him walk up like the you know, to the tee box on 17 and people are going nuts. The place was packed. Like, I wish you would have been there to see it. Like, it was my first time being there and like witnessing it. I was like, holy shit, this is insane. But to see that this guy like 3 years removed ago was like an accountant, like working at an accounting office in a cubicle. And now he's walking down these fairways like a superstar, bro. It's wild to watch. It's just crazy for me to see the come up. It's awesome, really.
Yeah, well, it was insane. His dad was there. It was absolutely. Cool. The thing with the Rory thing is like, and when he put something out, I knew I was going to respond. I knew I was going to say something just because I knew how well it would do. Like, I knew it would be funny to come back and say something. If you listen to the comments that Rory said, he really didn't say anything bad. Like, anything he said, he didn't say anything bad. But the thing that I guess bothers me a little bit is that it was such a perfect opportunity for him just to say in regards to YouTube that, like, these guys are good for the game or it's cool what it's doing. Like, he could have said something nice in regards to YouTubers.
Yeah,
and he said he bothered us.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like a full. I think we were bodied in the sense of that he just couldn't say anything nice. He then just went into how it's not for him. But it was such an easy opportunity to just say something nice.
And you would think, too, by the way, that we're working with the tour. It's not like we're like some alienated, like, separate entity. Like, the tour is literally that same day doing a creator classic at Sawgrass.
Yeah,
like, you would think, as a company guy, he would at least have been maybe I don't watch it, but like I feel like it's been really good for the game and like it's growing and like
you would have thought the PGA Tour would have said something to him, but I mean,
100%.
He's too big of a figure, I guess, for them. You know, he's too massive. But Perez, by the way, it was with this guy Kyle Berkshire. Bob, do you remember this now?
Yeah.
He holed out an eagle from 120 in a
scramble.
Yes, he chipped in.
That was a chip in. Yes. At the Pro-Am. You're right about that.
Yeah. So that's right. I mean, he looks like he's in good form, but that kid Grant, man, that kid could golf.
Oh my god, he's fucking good.
Is this guy just? He should just go on tour now. Like.
He's a golden boy, Michael.
He is.
He's good.
He doesn't miss. He just doesn't miss. Yeah, good that was for him for the Brown. I was talking to him the night. For him to win that, it's good for the brand. He's the nicest guy. He's one of my favorite people in the game. Like he really is. He's one of the nicest, purest guys there is. And then just the last thing in the Rory. Taking the phone from the fan to me. Oh, by the way,
yeah,
the fan is.
Now, are you not allowed to have your phone?
You're allowed to have your phone. It's not like the Masters. Like,
so then, what business does he have taking this guy's
none?
Because I would not let anyone. First of all, I don't know if Rory. I don't think Rory's coming for my phone. Number one, I don't think Rory's coming for my phone. But I'm just saying, like what? Where do you get your balls to take somebody's property, bro? Like where?
The guy that he took the phone with is like an aspiring pro golfer. Like he's a really good college golfer.
The guy whose phone he took.
To write an apology. So what happened is he made a comment. Rory like hooked one into the water or something.
I know that part. Yeah.
He said like, looks like the 2011 Masters. And
what happened
was Rory had the lead. He put into the cabins, left, and then ended up losing. So what happened, Rory took the phone. I think he walked off with it and then went to the security guard and had the kid kicked out. The kid was kicked out of the tournament and then had to go and write an apology to Rory and the tour because he doesn't want to get soft, bro.
That's the epitome of soft.
Could you imagine Bob Bear Down on the fucking side like midway through?
I will tell you this though. I would have never chirped him. Like, I don't know what business you have to chirp Rory McIlroy.
You're kind of killing yourself if you're in that area. Like, you're trying to aspire to be on the tour.
It's one thing to be like, hey, Rory. It's another thing to be like, oh, nice shot. Like, you got to be out of your fucking mind.
There was the crowd for the Creator Classic was ruthless. Perez and me were walking up when he was struggling.
Yeah.
Walking up a hole, and some guy yells, he goes, Perez, lock the fuck in. You're two strokes back. Yeah. And Perez just turns to me and just goes, damn. Like, and then there was one guy that was the worst. Oh. I have a lot of patience. A lot of patience. Like, I could take
was
a
he like
lot
the, he was it. Like the jackass guy from Happy Gilmore.
Mikey, this guy wouldn't. He kept trying to get my phone number and was saying, like, he's screaming every hole, Bob, let me have your number. Bob, come over. Like, Bob, come to my house. Like,
what?
Bar are we going to tonight?
Joe, how bad was that guy?
He was horrific, and Bob was on the brink of losing it. But I will preface this by saying to Mikey that Bob early on had the guy bring him a hot dog and ate the hot dog from the guy. So,
that's a crucial part of the story. I think the guy thought
that they were boys after that happened. And then Bob tried to get me to have the rest of the hot dog. And I'm like, I'm not having a hot dog from this guy. But then he just became insufferable. But Bob did show a lot of resolve. But I think, Bob, what happened is once that happens, this guy thought you guys are like boys. And then
really is like the jackass guy from Happy Gilmore. It really is exactly like that. He does it. Shooter asks him to do a favor for him. He does the favor. All the guy wants to do is go to Red Lobster with Bob now. And Bob doesn't have time of day to go to Red Lobster.
I turned to Grant and the guys on the tee box. I said, I never should have taken a bite of that hot dog.
Was it good?
It was okay.
Pretty good.
But it's like he was bad. But then the second he brought the hot dog and I took a bite of it, he felt the license to just every single hole screaming at the top of it, Bob, give me your number. Bob, like, would not stop.
You know what made it worse, Michael? And I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. He kept saying, he's like, don't worry, it's only me. It's not a bunch of other guys. It's only me. It makes it creepier if it's 100%. Only you. Because you 100%. Seem like you're an outcast. Like, no, like if at least you had a couple boys with you or something, like you'd be like, okay, like, you know.
It's just, you know, it's just, listen, the guy was probably excited. The guy was probably tuned up. I would imagine. I would hope he was tuned up to be talking like that. You know, it's, but Bob taking the hot dog, I mean.
It does change the story.
It changes the dynamic just a little bit. If it was just like a guy who never had any interaction, like that's borderline stalking.
Correct.
So how did the initial hot dog request go in? You just saw some guy and you're like, hey, buddy, I'd like one of those. Can you grab me
he
one?
He said to me, he goes, Bob, if I brought a hot dog, would you eat it? And I said, yeah.
Well, that's kind of creepy. He initiated the conversation.
Correct. But I should have said no, but I said, yeah, I would have a bite. I was hungry.
Bob's stomach just gets in the way every time, man.
Yeah.
Bob knows no limits, Joe.
It does not.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Really nice,
yeah,
Michael.
I would not have taken a hot dog, to be honest. Like, I just
said that.
Joe wouldn't have gave this guy the time of day, Bob. He wouldn't even. He wouldn't have gave him the time of day. He would have.
Just don't know, man. It's just such a you're playing with fire. Now
let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one: download Rocket Money. Step two: link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three: create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Really nice, Peter. Really, really nice. That's right, though. I mean, you do think about it, like for somebody to show up by themselves or something like that and then be heckling the way that they are, like by themselves.
And no disrespect to you guys, like the Creator Classic is what I mean. It's not exactly like I could understand if like the guy was like, I got this ticket to the Masters. Like, and I don't have any, obviously it's the only ticket I got, but I can't not go. It's
correct.
You know what I mean? Like
hottest ticket in town
to go to the Creator Classic by yourself. is just a wild play, I feel like. Like, bring a couple buddies, no?
Correct. And you know what? If you do want to go to by yourself, fine. But to go by yourself and be heckling the whole time, you know.
He's the guy. He's the chat guy from Happy Gilmore.
People were kind of ruthless. Like, there was a lot of love, but, like, some people would
have to expect that, though, for that. You would have to expect that.
One guy was, like, on the sidelines. I was walking inside the ropes with him. One guy was like, Katsi, why aren't you playing out there? And the guy next to him was like, have you seen his wedge game? And I was like, and it was like, of course. But, like, people were just, am I wrong, Bob? People were coming for the throw.
The first one that we had, one guy yelled at me. He's like, hey, Bob, how's it feel to be a bad boy? Loser.
That's kind of funny, though.
Oh, that was hysterical.
I mean,
but it's not like you, it's, but the thing is, like, you guys acknowledge all the time how Perez is the best golfer by far out of the three. Like, and that's not like a mystery to anybody. So it's kind of like, all right, yeah, you're stating the obvious. Of course, I'm on the bag.
Mikey, the loser part.
The loser, because he, like, he paused after. He's like, how does it feel to be on the bag? Loser.
The pause before the next insult's really good.
Yeah, loser. Mikey, I will say, though, sometimes loser hits, man. It's a good insult. Yeah. It's a good insult.
You had to see the conditions, Mikey. It's one day before they play the tournament. So it's in tournament PGA conditions, and they played all the way back from the pro to tees.
Right.
Like, there was a guy, Trent Ryan from Barstool.
He's
like kind of comparable to where we are, like maybe a little bit worse.
Right?
He shot 29 over.
I know that. Is that
balls,
right?
Mikey.
He's comparable to where you guys play.
I think he's like, he's probably, no, I mean, we're probably better than him, but like not by like an astounding amount. It just goes to show how.
I was going
to
say, I thought it was almost like a gag that he was in it because he shot so bad. I thought it was like a gag.
He just broke 90. Like, he broke 90 this year.
That's
like,
frightening. I would have shot, I would have shot 70 over.
Oh, 100%. There's no mercy rule, too. There's no gimmies. You got to putt it out. Everything's got to go in. Like,
yeah.
There were some holes. There was a hole where Perez had to hit it over the water, and it was like 250 to clear the water. Perez hits his drives. He hits it like 250, 260. So, like, he's standing over the ball. And it just goes to show how good these guys are and how far they hit it.
Yeah.
But he was really, really struggling. Like, the first couple holes was tough. Like, he was really struggling. So I was just trying to talk to him about anything but golf. And then George Brian, who's really, really good, who you saw who ended up making the playoff, we, like, have a ball that we're in the trees, okay? Like, and we're Perez struggling. And he walks by, and he goes, and you couldn't tell if he was joking or not. And he's like, man, he's like, the good news is the course is playing pretty easy today. And he walks by me and Perez, and I look over at Perez. I go, was he fucking joking? Like, was he like, was he taking a shot at us? He ended up, he was joking, but we couldn't tell. It's like, what the, like, we're here fucking grinding it out.
Right, right.
But I mean, they're good friends of ours, and we tried to make it feel kind of like a YouTube video because of the group that we've had. We film with them often. But yeah, really, really cool stuff. Just fucking awesome. With that being said, without further ado, buy or sell segment of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? I'm going to go with the quick sell. I'm not saying that I dislike the guy. I'm just saying that I dislike the comments. I'm selling Colin Morikawa's comments when he talked about he came in second last week. By the way, I had a prop bet to hit him, but I picked him before the tournament. It was like 300 to win 6,000 on him. He was minus 650 at one point on Sunday. He ended up I guess you could say, collapsing. But then he went on into the media, and he didn't speak to the media. And then he showed up to this tournament, to the players, and said, you know, he doesn't owe the media anything. He was upset and that he left. And to me, it's just like, I know you're upset, but to say that you don't owe the media anything, it's not just the media that you owe it to. It's the fans as well. And the media is what gets you to where you are, too. You know what I mean? It's why he's able to do what he does. So I just think the comments were tough. I think they were tough comments. You just don't say that. I'm selling, not him, but I'm selling his comments there. And then he doubled down.
The next day,
entitlement there, you know?
It was a tough quote.
Little entitlement.
Well, here's the thing. I agree with you, Bob. Like, you make $2.something million to come second place. You know, all you got to do is go sit there for 10 minutes. Every other sport, You know, could you imagine like Josh Allen or some of these guys after a tough loss to not go and talk to the media? Like, that's part of your requirement. So like when he says he doesn't owe anything, he doesn't owe them anything personally, but like as a professional, as an athlete, and part of your job is to talk to the media. Like, you can't just do that, because I guarantee you, if he won, he's not going to skip out on talking to the media.
So, tell you what, I got him top 10 for the players, plus 130, and I got Sepp Straka plus 700, top five. They're both right there. I just checked the leaderboard. They're like right there in the top 10.
Bobby has been hot with the golf picks. He took JJ Spahn, Michael, plus 10,000 to win overall. He's one shot back.
Yeah, I see. He's in third. Yep.
150 to win 15,000.
That's
and then
a nice little play. That's
a Will nice Zalatoris, 200 to win 15,000, who now is three strokes behind. So,
well, we won't know. About. Now we already know who fucking won. It's correct. Tuesday, but fuck correct. Us, though. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. But no, I agree with George. Just, you do owe that. Like, obviously, if he wins, he would have been there.
You owe it. These athletes are so full of shit, bro. And I respect it, because listen, it's a hustle, but like, it's the same shit with Myles Garrett. I want to play for a winner. I'm only going to play for a winner. I'll never play here. I'm done with this place. I'm done. Until they give him $1 trillion. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't matter about being a winner, because he won. He won. He got what he wanted.
Generational wealth.
Joe, I understand, but you can't stand on your fucking high horse and fucking demand that you only will play for a winner, and you're sick and tired of losing, and you're done with Cleveland. It's over. I'm not going to practice until you trade me. I'm not going to do anything. And then, oh well, all right, I'm going to play for you.
No, I do agree.
It's comical. It's comical. I don't blame him one bit. I don't blame him one bit. But I mean, it's comical. I loved what Josh said, by the way. When Josh Allen said, what am I going to do with an extra $5 million? Like, what does an extra $5 million do with my? I wanted to honestly say, well, Josh, I mean, if it's really that, then, you know, I mean, $5 million goes a long way, dog. $5 million can go a long way.
Josh Allen makes me want to become a better man. He's the perfect person. You know, Perez was talking about it the other day, that he might be
a great dude,
the most perfect human. He is the most humble, like, he's amazing. He really is.
He's a guy's guy, too.
That was a good comment.
By the way, I got intel. I think he's going to Pittsburgh.
Fuck off. Fuck off. We can't even do anything with that.
Mikey, the best part was when I told you that info, it was all around Darnold, and you were so excited. You're like, Pop, here's the best part. We don't even have to mention Darnold.
Yeah, like, I was, you know, and I was even while being pranked, Joe, I was trying to be a gentleman. And I was like, I won't out you on that.
By the way, that tweet reached like some internal like Cleveland Browns tweet, like Twitter, like representatives. The guy was like, I want to assure you. I saw the tweet from this guy from the Cleveland Browns. He's like, I want to assure you that this is false news. No one has talked to Kyler.
By the way, though, a lot of people were in the comments there saying that guy had gotten shit wrong in the past, and they didn't believe that guy.
It's a
fucked up game, man.
It's really a he said, she said kind of thing.
Really is.
Part of the business, Richard.
Part of the business.
Part of the business.
Part of the business.
All right, D. Wait, I got to see that Browns tweet. I didn't know that.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I will assure you that this is fake.
It's a beat writer from Cleveland. And
people
were up in arms. Arizona Cardinal beat writers. People were up in arms. It really does bring me so much joy, man. Because these guys, you know why? The guys who do that for a living, they get so mad because they feel like someone's stepping on their toes, and they're like, who the fuck is this guy? I'm just a fucking renegade, bro. I'm just a fucking renegade. I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want, and there's nothing you could do about it. Nothing. I'm not doing anything wrong. Fuck
unless
by the way, Penix the Metcalf still a winning record this year. It needs to be said again. Yes, 100%. 100%.
So did 2024 have a losing record?
I think we won 500 in 2020.
That's pretty good. I mean, if you're making assumptions and quick calls like before the press, like,
you know what's fucked up too? It just came out that Kelce, the reason he didn't retire is because of Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice says it's the reason Kelce didn't retire is because he guaranteed him that if they had won the Super Bowl, he was allowed to retire, but like he talked him into something crazy. It just came out. Interesting.
Okay. Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Joey D, go ahead, buy or sell.
I'm going to sell this week. And this is a show that I've traditionally liked in the past, but I got to be honest, like this year, they ran it back to season three. It has stunk. And I keep waiting for week after week for something to happen. Nothing's happening. The White Lotus season three is awful. It's awful. And by the way, the first
Don't
season
spoil.
Was, I'm not spoiling, but the okay. first season was electric. The second season was really good. And this season, I just keep waiting. We're now through four or five episodes now, and it's just nothing has happened. They keep building it up, but nothing has happened.
Can I say something? Holly has tried to get me to watch this White Lotus show for the last however many years since it started. This was the season that I finally agreed to watch. I watched one episode. I go, I never want to watch this again. I got to be honest. I love you. I never want to watch this
again. The first season, Michael, is awesome.
I heard. I'll watch. Maybe I'll watch the first couple seasons, but then it would probably piss me off because this one was, I mean, I only watched one episode and I thought it stunk.
Even the second season, they had Michael Imperioli from Sopranos in it.
Yeah.
So like he was cool to watch, but like that season in Taormina in Italy was pretty good. This season has stunk and they took, by the way, they had like a song, like the song, the show song that was like everywhere. It went viral. Right. Like they changed it. They changed the song. The show stunk. It's just, I can't watch 5-6 episodes of a show before something happens. I got ADD. I can't stick with something that long.
Yeah, it's like when you said True Detective was bad the first season, which was outrageous.
The first couple episodes were tough. First couple episodes were very tough.
Slow burn. It's like me with The Sopranos.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
takes a while to get going.
Yes.
My turn. Myself.
Yeah. Go ahead, Michael.
I'm selling as well. This is a triple sell week for the fellas. I'm going to sell this. I don't know if this is a common practice by you guys. It is in New Jersey and it has been for a very long time. And it's bothered me for a very long time. And I've never spoken out about it. And now it's time to finally address it. The dry cleaner. When you bring your clothes to the dry cleaner to actually get dry cleaned and they staple the number onto the label, they staple it with a fucking metal stapler. There's got to be a better way. There has to be a better, you could like close. What about a clothespin for people that are invested so heavily in the garment business of keeping the integrity of your garments at a pristine level for them to fucking close staple a piece of sharp metal into the tags and the labels of the clothing. By the way, if you're reckless ripping that tag off, you're ripping the label's getting ripped. Something is getting compromised. I just don't understand what's up with the stapler. I don't get the staple label. I'm selling the staple label. It's horrible practice. Why not just, they invented clothespins. How about just slipping like, I don't know, just a sticker. What about a sticker on the inside of the clothing?
The dry cleaner for how much you pay, the worst hangers of all time.
Shit hangers. Yeah. But you know what? The hangers I can almost accept because it's like, what are they going to do?
That's a margin. That's a margin deal. Yeah.
The stapler is just a bizarre move to me. Just use a sticker, like a sticker inside the clothing, like on the label, a sticker. Like a sticker's not going to, you can and get rid the of a sticker.
The plastic's terrible that they put over the sheet, that they put over the clothes.
I don't even mind that because that's a nice barrier. But you can imagine. If you're putting the shit in your car for a couple of days, you can't get it inside the house for whatever reason. You got that little barrier. It keeps it, you know. Whatever, it's like a condom for your suit. It's like a suit condom. I have no issue with that. It's
dry cleaning's gotten expensive too, by the way.
The staple label is a real fucking issue. And sometimes you forget about it and you put on a pair of pants and then you're like, what the fuck is that? It's the staple label.
You ever noticed, Mikey? I talked about it on Instagram, how like
there's nobody there.
They're never there. They're never at the right. Correct. They always come behind like a suit.
I got to tell you, I have a video of my guy at my dry cleaner and he was asleep at the wheel. He was fucking passed out asleep behind the desk, but I can't do him like that, dog. I can't do him like that. He's such a nice guy.
Send it to Bob.
But bro, I literally have a video of me ringing the bell and he's not waking up. He's still passed out. And I finally go, oh, and he like jumped up out of his sleep. It's hysterical, but I don't have that Bob in me. No one knows who he is.
He's going to be fine.
He's a staple, not to use the staple again, but he's a staple of the community.
He probably does not have Instagram, Michael.
No, I would imagine he doesn't.
So he's fine.
Remember we were doing
God forbid somebody shows him that.
We were doing the the college players of March Madness. Gutsy goes, I got a guy who has never amounted to anything, but he was a great college player.
God, you know what I meant.
Yeah, that was tough.
For somebody who was so highly touted, he didn't really make an impact in the NBA. That's what I'm saying.
Apparently Adam Morrison is the voice of Gonzaga basketball right now.
Is that right?
That's what Jet said. How Jet knew that? I don't know.
If Jet says that, I bet it is true. Because if anyone's watching Gonzaga at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, 11 o'clock at night on a Tuesday, betting it, it's Jet.
Oh, it bothers me how much he just doesn't ride. Like Joe, I even tried to get him a part of the picks that I gave for to start the tournament. Like it can never. He can never just ride. Like he can never take. Like say you like the Bills minus -3. He's like, I'm going to take it live. Like, he'll wait till the game starts. Like, he can never just take the bet. And yet, when he has a bet, he wants you to ride. And you do, but he can't ride.
I do like riding with him sometimes when he has something, just because it's a fun feeling to be on the same thing with him, because it's so rare that you're actually rooting for the same thing. Like, we'll be rooting for Bills minus -3, and he's like, I actually got them when they were down a touchdown.
Correct.
At +3.5.
Nice.
And it's like, all right, well, yeah, so, you know, why don't you just cheer for the -3 with us?
But we ride with him, and I'll ride his bets too, and it's great. But then he can never just ride the same bet. It has to be a wrinkle.
Yeah. I think, Bob, you and I are a couple of the better riders out there. Like, we
guys are great riders. Great ridership. Always good ridership. No question about that.
Thank you.
And, you know, Mikey, you should be riding Bob next golf tournament.
I didn't know he was on a heater.
I don't know if
no one shared that information.
I don't know if he's got inside information, but he has been.
Bobby Scoops. Bobby Scoops.
You know who I lean on? I lean on the caddies a lot. Lean on the caddies for guys. I'll ask them like a guy who is expected to win sometime soon that's playing well. The caddies can give you more information because they're on the driving range. They see what's happening on the driving range. They see it. They know what's happening with personal lives. They know it all.
Yeah.
They're like the Penix and Metcalfs of the golf world.
Yes, that is correct. They see y'all. They know all. So mind you, it already happened, but JJ Spahn wills out. Every Wednesday, I take 5 to 6 guys to win the tournament because you get just
it's
the most
fun
unbelievable. It is. It really is. So we'll say time will tell. Without further ado, I think we're going to go into our top 5. I won. I needed a win. I needed a win bad. I won the March Madness one. Joe, you scared me because in the chat you were like, Mikey, congratulations. And I thought that I was winning.
I got it wrong.
Yeah, it got it mixed up. But that being said, Mikey had a good list. So it was tight. It was one of our tighter ones.
Yeah, it was close. It was very close.
Joey D, this is your top 5. So go ahead and tell us what we're going to be doing today.
Well, we've done this, but it was a long time ago. Never did in the new snake draft format that we now utilize every week. So we're going to run this one back in the snake draft format. We're going to do top 5 beers or beer, however you like to pronounce it. And I think this is going to be a fun one. I'm surprised we haven't done this sooner, but
not for the snake draft. No.
Yeah. Top 5 beers.
I was so excited about it because, we were going to do cereal, and I was so excited to do cereal. We had already done cereal. Cereal is one of my favorite snake drafts that you can possibly do.
Yeah,
it was a good save by you guys. Yeah, it was a really good save. All right, there we go. So top 5 beers.
Go one, Bob?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go one.
Who came in second?
You. I did by like 1%.
Oh, really?
Wow. We'll go back just to double check, but I'm pretty sure.
Are you going 2 or 3, Joe?
Yeah, Joe, double check that because Bona just sent it, so you can check right in the chat.
B came second at 30%. And Adam Morrison is on B, so I can assure you that was mine.
What's okay,
I beat it. By the way, it was between second and third. It was 1% difference. I was 30%. Mikey was 29%, and you were at 40%. I'll go third if you're going first overall.
Yeah, Mikey said it last podcast. I think he's absolutely right. I think it's tremendous. I am going to go Guinness at one. Yeah,
I'll take Modelo at 2.
Modelo's a great pick. All right, I got 2 now. All right, let me go with. I got to get 2 good ones out of the gate here. I will go with Miller Lite. And then I'll wrap it back around with Corona.
Okay, Mikey, over to you.
Give me Bud Heavy.
He's going to go with the Bud Heavy.
Okay. Give me Coors Light. And give me Heineken.
All righty. Take Miller High Life.
All Is right, Miller High Life, hold on 1 second. I don't know. I'm asking. Is Miller High Life any relation to Miller Lite?
it's like the Miller Genuine Draft, right? It's like
Right. Yeah,
the
it's the champagne of beers, you know, the glass
yeah.
bottle and
But it's Miller, Bob. It's the Miller Lite is like their light variation, and then the Miller Genuine Draft is like their full. It'd be like the difference between Budweiser and Bud Light, I think.
Committee's okay with it?
Oh
I mean,
yeah.
it's a
Yeah.
beer.
I don't know.
All right, I am gonna go with Stella Artois.
Great beer, Joe.
And then I'm gonna go wrap it around with a beer that I thought would have been picked by now. I'm gonna go Peroni.
Another good one. Another good one.
And then back over to you, Michael.
Gonna take we gotta so we gotta give a specific brand. We can't just say like a hazy IPA. That doesn't play.
Yeah, like if you went like Lagunitas
Right, right,
IPA,
right,
then that
right.
would be.
Okay. Oh, dude. I want to go with like something like wheat something. I'll take Blue Moon. I'll
Yeah,
take
that's a
Blue
good one.
Moon.
Hey, I had my eyes on that, Michael. Okay, so two more for me to close mine down. Give me Michelob Ultra.
A good one.
Yeah, like a Mickey Ultra. And man, I really wanted Blue Moon. It's tough. It's really, really tough.
Big pick.
Michelob Ultra. Sorry, boys.
That's all right.
Last pick's always normally a little challenging.
Yeah, I d this one's tough. Give me
I got
Michelob
mine.
Ultra and then give me Dos Equis.
Okay. Mikey's
And
last pick.
yeah, over to Michael.
Yeah, I'm gonna just take PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, just a working man's beer, you know, simple.
Last pick, I'm gonna go with another Mexican beer. I'm gonna go with Pacifico's.
That's a good one.
I like Pacifico's a lot.
Yeah, it's just a good
It
beer, man.
hits.
Good
Yeah,
beer, it sure
I like
does.
it a lot. But like Modelo, I like Pacifico. All right, Mikey, let's hear these top fives.
Bobby's got Guinness, Coors Light, Heineken, Michelob Ultra, Dos Equis. I got Modelo, Bud Heavy, Miller High Life, Blue Moon, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Joe's got Miller Lite, Corona, Stella and Peroni, and Pacifico.
Okay.
Should be
All
any,
right.
I think it'll be close. I think it'll be close.
These ones are tough to tell because it's always objective, right? You don't know
Yes,
what
yes.
somebody likes, but yeah, there's some decent lists there.
Tell you what I like, the Brilliantly Dumb Show, man. I like the Brilliantly Dumb
Rolling.
Show.
It's rolling, man. Absolutely rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Fellas, love you. Appreciate you. We will see you next week.